morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to the One Perspective to Another podcast. I am your humble and gracious host, A.Dot Sanders, back finally after a hiatus, remixed and reloaded the comeback. Sometimes you just need a refresher to take a break, and that's what I did. Really didn't have the enthusiasm to be a podcast producer, a podcast writer, a podcaster, just in general. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of hands in different places. In some aspects, a little. In some aspects, a lot. But to be consistent on that for weeks upon weeks, 52 times a year, it gets hard. And I was just not dedicated to that. But the refresh, the remix, reloaded, we're going to try again. We're going to try again. And that's why I'm here now. But a lot of thoughts. Been a weird, not a weird year, a very loving year, a very cool year. Shout out to prestigious PIFA, tying a knot and getting married. Magical moments. Definitely a highlight of the year. But when it comes to this podcast and getting back on things, it's just, you got to get back on your production, put back on your production hat and see what things have been going on. And you see a lot of people in the podcast space now, and I love that. A lot of people used to come to ask me questions about podcasting, and I was more than welcome to answer any and all questions that people had. But it's in the masses now, and I like it, and I love it. I like it, and I love it. But yeah, for me personally, the change and the reload was more for myself to know that you can do it again, it's possible, and it's just another outlet that I've been missing. Because a lot of times when I did my episodes, they were more of a diary, a reflect, a just a catch-up, not only for me, but just an actuality of me speaking out things that didn't have to have a response to or a retort to or losing the understanding. I speak to myself most of the times in these situations, unless I have a guest on. Shout out AK. You will be a guest on this if you're listening. I know that you're listening. So, yes, we will have you on an episode in the year 2024. Don't worry. But these things were more just for my own self-reflection, but also in teaching myself the principle and the origin story of how we get from something that happened or something that's going on and how do we get perspective on it. A lot of things that I've been writing down, just because I haven't podcasted doesn't mean that I haven't been writing. It doesn't mean that I haven't been having thoughts and having conversations and ongoing trials and tribulations. Like, life still happens, whether it's a podcast or not. And I have hundreds of ideas that I had before that I've written down and made notes and jotted things out. And those are the things that I want to talk about and dissect and, I don't know, compute in my own way of thinking. Because it's always a story of how can I get better or what can I do to improve or wherever I am in life, what's next or what is the next mountain to climb. And I think we all have those points in our lives, all have those situations, those moments, a lot of shit going on. As always, if you, I look back on my old episodes and seeing the shit that I talked about, the things that were going on in the world, things are always going to happen in the world. Crime is always going to happen in the world. Death is always going to happen in the world. Drama is always going to happen in the world. But like, I always go back to those key pillars that I think are most important on navigating not only for myself but for everybody in the world is situational awareness, your own growth, finding your own passions and your own niches in areas, being able to differentiate in different situations to be able to not, I don't want to say not be a villain, but to just do what is the most empathetic, passionate, and most, I don't want to say loving, but loving to an extent or with love, whatever your actions may be, whether it may hurt somebody or whether it may heal somebody, telling the truth. I wrote one last time about, not last time, last week, about how telling the truth is not, or your perspective of the truth isn't always the whole truth. And that can go for a lot of different things. It's not always as important as like covering shit up. It's just like basic life lessons. It's kind of like what I was writing my book for. It's like a whole revamp to that. But just making sure that your perspective has the full truth. Like, this is a reloaded and revamped, getting back to the full exposure of my thoughts, my outlets, to make me feel like I'm helped, to make other people feel like they're helped, to give somebody a positive influence inside their ear. Because that's something that I've always wanted, something that I've always needed, and something that I've always wanted consistently. Because I know I did a lot of episodes about consistency is key, consistency this, consistency that, and I fell off my own consistency in doing that. And I'm trying to rectify it. Not rectify it, not like it was a bad thing, but sometimes you just can't do everything forever. Sometimes you need a break. Sometimes you gotta refocus. You gotta reshuffle. You gotta make sure that everything is getting back how it used to be. But with that, I took a lot of time to observe, to process, to regulate, to improve upon. I'm still going to be doing a vocalized version of my Dear 2003 and just the experiences of this past year and what's been going on and how things have been going on. I'm never doing these things to invoke people to want to have rage and outrage. It's all a perspective of self, and that is my biggest, it's always my biggest thing. Like, I'm 1,000% always inside of my brain. Because I'm not doing my podcast doesn't mean I don't listen to podcasts, but shout out to Isaiah, his episode, most recent episode, talking about how us as individuals and people find things to distract ourselves with in order to not do the work. And the self-work is always the most important work, as I'm starting to learn. I already knew, but it's just, it's never a right time to choose you. Just like it's never a right time to say something to somebody. It's never a right time to say that you love somebody. It's never going to be a right time. So it's not that it's a bad thing. Just like with people on New Year's resolutions, or like, why wait till the new year? Just start now. If you're trying to lose weight, why are you going to start to the new year? Like, it's always the but or the whatever it is. But just do it. And it's like I'm reliving my own podcast of talking about consistency to regain it. I seen a visual of a little drop of water in a glass, and it said day one, and then it was a drop, and then it said day 100, but the glass was full. So it's knowing that it's a long road, it's going to be challenges, it's going to be things that aren't always how you imagine them to be. It's not going to be cookie cutter, but you just gotta do it one day at a time, one step at a time. Consistency is key. But also too, with the podcasting, it's hard sometimes to be a one-man band of a production team. See a lot of people that inspired me to do a podcast, and they They have an entire team. They have an entire production staff. They have the socials, the people who edit the videos, the whole nine yards. It's just me. I just did it because it was something that intrigued me. It's something that helped me. It's something that aided me. And I hope that it helped and aided other people. Sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. Sometimes I'm just on here talking shit just so I could have an episode. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do to keep your consistency. And that's the road that I'm trying to get back down again. If I get there, I get there. If not, I don't. But we still going to make the effort because we got to make sure that this situational awareness and growth and your passion and just having something that is a positive that you can rely on, that you can lean on to find some substance, some evergreen shit, it helps. Because it's a lot of times where you just by yourself and you just hear something and you see something. And those moments, they only last a moment. I want those moments to last a little bit longer. I want people to dive into themselves. I want people to make known what is in them. More than just being on a social media platform, more than just being bragging or being the best or doing this or being first or being the ugliest, being the prettiest, like the essence of you as a human, you as a fucking person, like we make life seem so oblivious sometimes, but it's way more beautiful than we make it out to be. Because with my own observations, the more you understand, I know people say that shit. People used to say that shit to me all the time. But as the older I get, the more I see, the more I learn, the more I gain. But also, I understand how little I do know in the vastness of learning and understanding. Just shit, just in science itself, thinking about the universe and thinking about how many people like on Earth have something that nobody will ever see. Or take for an example with social media. One person on social media can have 100 million fans or followers and you will never see them or never interact with them a day in your life. That's fucking crazy to me. But those are the little things. But this is the remix to say that I'm reloaded. I'm back. Some people are going to call you a villain. Some people are going to call you the worst thing in the world. But it's always just their perspective. Some people might call you the God. Some people may call you the saint, the everlasting, the perfectness, whatever it is. But it's just their perspective. We all got our demons. We all got our battles we fight. We all have our emotions. We all have our good days. We all have our bad days. But I'm just here to do 52 days of thoughts, ideas, circumstances, situations, evergreen thoughts, whatever the fuck comes to mind. I just want to get back doing it again because it's a positive outlet, not only for me, but for some people, other people. If it helps you, it helps you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Yeah. But on that note, this is Remixed and Reloaded. Next week, either next week or the week after, I will do my Dear 2023. It'll be a Medium post too, and I'll probably just read it. But expect that. Expect some guests, hopefully. I know I got one guest, and if it's just that one guest, it's just that one guest. Because a lot of people be fickle and shit, so if you come on, you come on. If you don't, you don't. Like, I'm still going to do my shit. It really don't matter, but as always, it's just my perspective. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Enjoy the holidays. Happy holidays. And make sure everybody stays safe. Do what's right. Do what's worth it. And at the end of the day, make sure that you lay your head down and that you are a happy fucking individual. And I'm out.